USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another reprieve granted to the last remaining abortion clinic in the state of Missouri. A judge says that Planned Parenthood facility in St. Louis can stay open for now. A Planned Parenthood doctor there, Colleen McNicholas, says,
"The fact that we are here before you today to proclaim this temporary victory is a testament to the fight that we will continue, that our entire community will continue to have access to abortion."
The judge also ruling that the state's Department of Health and Senior Services must decide on the license renewal for the facility no later than Friday, June 21st. Donald Trump Jr. currently meeting with the Senate Intelligence Committee behind closed door, his second appearance before that panel in relation to the special counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia probe. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Democratic-controlled House panel now considering a contempt of Congress resolution against Attorney General Bill Barr and Commerce Chief Wilbur Ross. The oversight panel's been demanding more documents from Barr and Ross in a growing dispute over the 2020 census about the Trump administration's decision to put a controversial citizenship question on the census. Comedian Jon Stewart pleading with lawmakers to reauthorize a fund that provides health care to 9/11 first responders. Stewart giving emotional testimony at a Capitol Hill hearing.
They showed us what was so worthy of our country, why it was so important for us to fight back. And I feel like I can never repay that.
The fund providing benefits to first responders and others dealing with illnesses related to the 2001 attacks is running short of money. Stewart angry that more lawmakers did not attend that hearing yesterday. Today marks the 25th anniversary of the murder of O.J. Simpson's wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Acting Homeland Security Chief Kevin McAleen and warning Congress of an unprecedented crisis at the southern border. During a Senate hearing yesterday, he said government border facilities are overflowing and resources are being stretched too thin, and that migrant kids are especially at risk. McAleen also noted that smugglers are making large amounts of money moving people across the border, often in very dangerous conditions. The British government announcing an ambitious plan to cut greenhouse gas emissions to nearly zero by 2050, making Britain the first G7 nation to set such a target. The Interim Minister for Energy and Clean Growth is Chris Skidmore.
We've decided it's really important as a government we show leadership. We're really keen internationally to show leadership as well. We're bidding for a critical United Nations conference next year. We want to ensure that we can achieve this sustainably, which is why we've set the 2050 target today.
And Honda's new so-called Mean Mower V2 has broken a Guinness World Record. That new riding lawnmower can go from 0 to 100 miles an hour in 6.29 seconds. That's even faster than my car will do. It'll also hit a top speed of just over 150 miles an hour, and that compares to an average riding mower that zips along at about 5 to 6 miles an hour. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.